The counselling services we offer deal with any problems arising from your studies or in your life outside the university. Let's take academic counselling. If you are confused about subjects or how to combine them with your degree, then we can advise you and discuss the career you are aiming for so that you can see all in the context. We can also chase after your tutor if you're not getting proper feedback on how you are getting on in your subject. Besides help with academic problems, you may also need personal counselling. If you think you're already under stress, well, just wait, classes begin next week. You have to adjust to teaching and learning methods that may be unfamiliar to you, as well as the mounting pressure of the deadline for that first assignment creeps up on you. And of course, you should cope with all these without your usually social network. You know, the social contact, family and friends. You can rely on them for help. All of these cause anxiety. Studying overseas can trigger a personal crisis. You may have a lot of what you might call unfinished business back on your own country, or you may have interrupted personal relationships and even break up with them all to come overseas. So the students often feel lonely, unhappy, unmotivated, and unable to concentrate on study. Or there may be other things bothering you. Our residence chancellor can offer you spiritual guidance if that's what you want, or we can put you in touch with community groups that can provide social contacts and friendship. What about exam stress? It affects nearly everyone to some extent, but especially to overseas students like yourself. There may be a huge amount of family pressure on you to succeed, and if you fail the subject or drop out of the course because it's too difficult, then your self-esteem can suffer. But it's not the end of the world if you don't pass the exam. I had to resit the first year anthropology, so I can certainly provide you sympathy here. Anyway, exam failure can lead to worrying changes in the way you normally behave. You may also worry about your food, or you may have dietary problem because the local food is not to your liking and upset you, and this can affect your health and studies. Glenda Roberts is our dietitian in the health service, and we can put you on her. And we all have money problem, don't we? But remember, full-time students can get a low-interest loan of up to $300 to buy books and for similar study expenses. That's right, and you can get double of that amount if you can't afford items or equipments you need for your course, musical instruments, for example. That doesn't stop there. When you move into a flat, starting up expenses, including the furniture you've got, can be covered by a loan through the welfare service. See Joe Freeman for details. Can we help you? Last academic year, in spite of staff cuts, we counselled 300 international students for a total of 2,600 hours counselling. And finally, we won all just one of the 12 appeals we launched on behalf of students. Not too bad for an understaffed service, don't you think? That's all from me. Thank you.
Now, there are many ways in which you can support the work of Pedal Power. Not just by taking a bike to a collection in your area. I should also like to say, if you do have a bike to donate, it doesn't matter what condition it's in. If you can't repair it, we'll strip it down for spare parts. Of course, to do that we always need tools, which are expensive to buy, so we welcome any that you can give. Also, you could help by contacting the voluntary staff at our offices. They'll be able to suggest activities you could organize to bring in funds for us. People do all kinds of things, including, of course, sponsored bike rides. Also, we're always interested to hear of other places that would benefit from receiving a consignment of bikes. And welcome suggestions from people who've been to developing regions on their travels.
I expect it'll take me a while to find what I need. There's such a lot here.
Yes, there is. But if you need help getting started, this term we're running 3 study skills workshops.
Oh, what are they?
Let me see. The first one's on resources. Yes, here it is. How to use a library's resources. That includes everything, not just the print and technical resources.
That sounds useful. Is there anything on using the internet?
Let's see. The one on the internet for beginners was last term. This term it's finding research materials online.
That sounds interesting too. What's the last one?
It's a workshop on dissertations.
What do you mean? How to write one?
No, it's more to do with academic writing conventions. You know, writing a bibliography and how to refer to sources in your text, that sort of thing. Anyway, here's a leaflet with information about all 3.